On this episode, the most important perspective shift for healing and expanding our sexual health.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Hope you're having an awesome day so far, and I hope you're getting after it today. Remember to do the physical work. It is so much more than just our body that we train. When you physically train hard, you're training your mind, your spirit, your discipline, your commitment. So make sure you're getting after it physically. Let's talk about the most important perspective shift when it comes to healing and expanding and empowering our sexual health. Now, as you move along that journey, which is probably going to involve things like getting rid of porn, it's probably going to involve things like maybe improving your erections, maybe improving how long you last, improving your ability to connect on a soul level, on a sacred level, various aspects to this journey. And it is a very worthwhile one. And there is a very critical perspective shift that certainly applies to other areas of life as well, but it absolutely applies to this. And that is shifting from an attitude. I tell my kids this all the time, with anything from household chores to anything else, shifting from have to get to. That slight tweak, I don't have to go work out, I get to go work out. I don't have to go edge, I get to go edge. What it really is it's falling in love with the process. We must fall in love with the process. If we hate on the process and we complain about it, even if it's just sort of these little internal complaints, and we focus so much on the results, number one, we don't end up getting the same results because we actually don't take as much and as effective action along the way. And it also feels entirely different. Mentally, emotionally, it feels totally different when we can fall in love with the process, when we shift our perspective so that we look forward to working through even the challenging parts. So for example, if you're moving past porn and sort of still in that journey, if you look at it as this, you know, negative, hard thing, you look at these, when you get urges, it's this thing, man, I just wish this would stop happening. I just want this to be over. Totally different than if you look at those as, okay, I'm feeling an urge. I get to step back and have some awareness and figure out why that's coming up, figure out what led to me maybe being triggered, falling back into porn. When you can shift and look at things with a state of curiosity, with a state of enthusiasm, it shifts everything. And again, this applies to everything else. Working out is a perfect example. If you approach every workout and your mindset is just about, you know, I just got to get through this so I can get to the results, it's going to be a totally different experience than if you fall in love with the process. Maybe in a relationship, maybe you have a relationship and you are wanting to heal some things in that and work through some things in that and maybe improve your intimate connection and improve your sex life and improve aspects of your relationship. If your sole focus is on where you're trying to get to, it's going to be a totally different experience and a totally different outcome than if you fall in love with the process along the way. Fall in love with the process of communicating and working through issues. Working through things together with your partner, it shouldn't be something that we dread. It should be something that we fall in love with. We fall in love with actually working through things together, with communicating, with uncovering the sort of hidden shadow parts of us, with uncovering these triggers that come up and the thoughts and emotions that are floating through each other's minds. When you fall in love with that process, it becomes so much more enjoyable. So as you move forward with your sexual health, you know, one that comes up for a lot of guys, frankly, is edging, right? Some guys, you're like, man, I love edging. I look forward to it. A lot of guys in the beginning, it actually can be especially if their libido is kind of lower, there's not a lot of motivation to do it. They kind of maybe just want the end result, right? So maybe you have a girlfriend, you see your girlfriend once or twice a week, and your sort of end result is you want to have better erections, you want to last longer, you want to have a better sexual connection with your girlfriend. And sometimes guys are like, yeah, they just don't feel super motivated to edge, right? Again, fall in love with that. Instead of looking at an edging session as, man, I just wish my erections would get better already. Like, how soon is this going to happen? How long do I need to do this to get results for? I just got to get this thing done. Or, you know, jelking is part of your edging session. Instead of focusing so much on the results, fall in love with the process itself. Approach that edging session with some curiosity. Approach it with enthusiasm that you get to take the time to connect with yourself. And yeah, maybe your erection's not as strong as you want it to be. Maybe your control of your arousal is maybe not where you want it to be. Love where it's at right now and fall in love with the process of working on it. If you can apply this simple shift to this journey of sexual health, as well as the other areas of your life, the more areas of your life, the more things that you can apply this to, the more it's going to really shift things for you. Our mindset, our approach, our attitude makes a world of difference in all of these things. Anything meaningful in our life, any meaningful change, whether it's, you know, improving your relationship, finding a relationship, building a business, improving your body, improving your sexual health, improving your mental health, any of these things that are worthwhile are going to involve some time, some commitment. It's going to involve some challenges. So if we can not only fall in love with the process, but that is our, for a lot of these journeys, that's our day-to-day measure of success. So instead of waiting until you hit some specific target after some number of weeks or months or whatever, the measure of success is, are you engaged in the process? Are you falling in love with the process? Are you looking forward? Are you looking at it instead of as have to? I don't have to joke today. I get to. I don't have to do this workout. I get to. I don't have to have this potentially challenging conversation with my girlfriend, with my wife, whoever. I get to lean into that communication. Shift this attitude. It's simple. It sounds, you know, just thinking about it as an idea, it's like, yeah, okay, I can see how that makes sense. But when you really apply it and you can take on as an experience, as a knowing within yourself, what a difference it makes, that's when things really shift. So put this into practice. Look at what areas of your life right now, whether it's your sexual health or anything else, what areas of your life have you kind of had that have to attitude, and shift it to get to. Love the process. Practice it with something super simple. Taking out the garbage. I don't have to take out the garbage. I get to take out the garbage. How fortunate am I that I have this, you know, garbage collection service that comes and picks up garbage and takes it away. I get to very easily remove this garbage from the house, right? Very simple things to very big and meaningful things. All of it and everything in between. If we just apply this get to attitude, we fall in love with the process itself. You will feel so much better along the way, and you will much more effectively actually knock out those targets and goals and destinations that you're trying to get to. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day. Continue to put in the work. Sending you guys all my best. And we'll talk to you soon.